Lawmakers are trying to pick up the pieces of a deal to keep the government from shutting down this Friday, but the attention remains on those reported inflammatory comments from the president last week. It was Democratic Senator Dick Durbin who relayed the president's comments. Today in a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, he questioned Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who was also in the meeting.
You said on Fox News that the president used strong language. What was that strong language?
Let's see. Strong language. There was apologies. I don't remember specific word. What I was struck with, frankly, as I'm sure you were as well, was just the general profanity that was used in the room by almost everyone.
She would never say if the president used the words he's reported to have used, but she did agree with Durbin that Republican Senator Lindsey Graham rebuked the president for the language that he did use. So language still an issue. So is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. Many Democrats say it has to be part of the spending bill. NPR's lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Domenico, what are you thinking of the sense of whether or not they're going to come to agreement on a spending bill?
Hi, Robin. Well, it looks like they're probably likely to go and do a stopgap spending measure once again. The talk right now is that it could be as much as 4 weeks where they push off trying to negotiate on DACA for another month to keep the lights on in the government. Because, you know, without being able to negotiate this, if both sides dig in, then you would wind up with a shutdown Friday.
What do you make of this exchange? I mean, everybody wants to move on from this exchange and the language that was used in the meeting last week. What do you make of the inability of Dick Durbin to get somebody sitting in the same room with him to acknowledge that the language was used? And she did acknowledge, she was saying that Lindsey Graham used strong language, and Dick Durbin said, but he was repeating what the president said, and she acknowledged that. How much is this going to drag everybody down a rabbit hole?
Well, Durbin has said that he stands by every word that he said. And, you know, frankly, Nielsen there did not exactly deny that strong language was used and that a vulgarity could have been used. Instead, she tried to say everybody was using vulgarities. Really, the vulgarity that Trump used is not the issue. It's not that sentiment that was below that is the thing that people should be focusing on. And that sentiment is that there are people from different countries who should not be coming to the United States from certain countries, that we should be taking in people from other countries like Norway, which happens to be a whiter country than someplace like Haiti or African countries, and that the only people that should be coming to the United States is changing immigration for it to be a more merit-based system, which is traditionally not what the United States has been.
Well, taking a look at some of the other things on the plate this week, President Trump heads to Pennsylvania. He's going to promote the tax overhaul Congress passed in December, but also throw his support behind Republican Rick Saccone. He's running to replace Congressman Tim Murphy, who resigned in October after it was revealed he'd encouraged a girlfriend to get an abortion. Murphy's staunchly anti-abortion rights. So how are Republicans feeling about another special election in a conservative district after the victory of Democrat Doug Jones in Alabama?
This is a district right outside Pittsburgh with a lot of former Democrats in it, people who are still registered as Democrats but who kind of changed after the election of Ronald Reagan in the 1980s but are still on the books as Democrats. But President Trump won this district by 20 points. This should be a pretty safe seat, as you note, for Republicans. But the White House political director, Bill Stepien, is concerned about the amount of money that the Republican has raised in this race, Rick Saccone, and he hasn't raised much, and the Democrat right now is faring pretty well. He's got some backing behind him and some energy on their side. And the real issue for Republicans, and it is very odd for a president to have to expend political power and energy for a special election in a House race. And that's exactly what he's going to be doing this week by having to go to this district. Because if Democrats are able to pick off this seat, then it's going to send shockwaves throughout the entire Republican House delegation to say that no seat is safe, not even a place that should be a safe Republican seat, because Democrats have enthusiasm on their side.
Well, there's another shockwave in Missouri. Republican Governor Eric Greitens today canceled a statewide tour amid calls for his resignation over allegations that he tried to blackmail a former mistress. He's the first-term governor, former Navy SEAL. He admitted to having an affair but denies, you know, the accusations of blackmail. But he was considered to be a rising star, future presidential material. That's no longer the case.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, at this point, he's got to get beyond this if he can. There's also some talk of an ethics investigation because an attorney had called his mistress to see if she'd been talking to the media. So there's going to be a lot more to follow on the ground there in Missouri.
Yeah. Domenico Montanaro, a lot to follow for you, NPR's lead editor. Thank you.
You're welcome, as always.